for joining us. Just kidding. Love you, Blizzard.
This is who it's coming from.
Can you see the video on your screen?
All right. They can hear and see you well. So.
Sweet. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Creative Workshop. My name is, are we okay to start?
Yeah.
So my name is Tara. I work on the marketing team and focus on a variety of branding and design-oriented projects. Joining me today is Laura Mesa.
Hi, good morning. I work on the marketing team, and I work on a whole bunch of stuff also, surveys, Latin American stuff. I work on SEM, just basically all sorts of crazy stuff, and affiliates. So
very busy here in marketing. So Laura and I are going to be talking about some fun ways that you can help promote Firefox 3.5 by tapping into your creative skills. I'd like to first start by emphasizing the fact that things like creative arts and visual design are not just cool and fun to look at, but they're actually very powerful ways of conveying a message and promoting a brand. Oftentimes, it's actually a lot more effective and has a far greater impact than what you can do through words alone. And since it's communicating through visual graphics, it's a communication tool that helps to break down language barriers and reach a much larger audience. So really powerful stuff. And with that in mind, we are so fortunate to have a passionate community with a lot of creative energy around our brand, which over time has actually resulted in some pretty cool stuff, from beautifully painted buses in India to Firefox cookies and pastries, carved pumpkins, and even a cool Firefox pillow, which is probably my favorite. If you remember, we also had a t-shirt design contest last year, which resulted in over 2,000 submissions and tons of really amazing design concepts from the community, including, of course, the winner, which was our official Firefox 3 t-shirt. So clearly, we have a very talented community, and ever since this experience last year, we have invested a lot of time and resources making it our goal to reach out to the community and really support, grow, and develop our visual design community. And we're actually doing that in very big ways through what's called the Mozilla Creative Collective. So this is a project that we're currently working on. It's not live, but when it launches later this year, it will be an active community hub and a creative space where you can come to share your art with others. You can participate in fun design challenges and really connect and collaborate with artists around the world who are also there to promote Firefox and the Mozilla project. So we have some really exciting stuff coming up for our design community through the Mozilla Creative Collective. But in the meantime, while we're working on that, there are still lots of great ways that you can get involved and contribute through design. And one of them, a great way that you can help us promote Firefox 3.5, is by submitting designs to the community store. And if you're not familiar with the store, you can get to it by going to communitystore.mozilla.org. And this is actually a place that you can upload your own original designs into a public gallery where it'll be made available for print on a variety of t-shirts, t-shirt styles, different colors, and you and basically anyone around the world can purchase it and enjoy it. So currently we have a little over 120 designs in the gallery, a lot of really cool stuff, and it continues to grow. So with the upcoming launch of Firefox 3.5, we're really excited to see what you guys can come up with so we can get some cool new t-shirts into the store. So store is actually really easy. We have some guidelines on the website to help you get started. And actually, you can use basically any design tool that you're comfortable with. So it's very open, and there are a lot of options for you to use. There are things like Adobe Suites and other options such as Inkspace and GIMP, which are free open source alternatives. There are actually a lot of other tools out there, so you're welcome to use whatever you're comfortable with. And when it comes to your design concept, when you're thinking about what to design, keep in mind that you don't necessarily have to use the Firefox logo. I know it's a very popular image, but since these are t-shirts, we actually have the Firefox logo and the Firefox wordmark printed on the back of the t-shirt. So that means that you are open and free to be as creative and as abstract as you like for the front of your shirt. In fact, we really encourage you to be creative. Some of our best designs or more popular ones are the ones that took a very creative or more abstract approach in communicating their message. So this one, for example, is a cool one that is inspired by some statistics of Firefox and the number of users that we have, which is pretty cool. So instead of focusing on the Firefox logo image, you can definitely kind of open it up and take inspiration from a variety of related concepts and themes around Firefox and around what our brand stands for. So we have a lot of things, you know, things like open source, community, customization, and you can even focus on specific features that are going to be shipped in Firefox 3.5, such as you know, enhanced performance, open video, and private browsing. So there's a lot more than what you see here. There's a lot of creative inspiration that you can play with for your designs. Of course, it's perfectly okay to use the Firefox logo. There's no problem with that. But if you do, we would like to ask you to follow the Firefox style guidelines, which can be found at mozilla.com/about/logo. And this page is a great resource. We have some images for you, high resolution images of the logo that you can download and use in your design. And there are also a variety of guidelines around how to use the logo in your design. So obviously we all love the Firefox logo. It's an iconic image and really important and dear to all of us. So it's important to take good care of it. And part of that means that you should not manipulate or change the image in any way. So here are some examples. When you're designing, make sure to not change the color of the logo or change any individual elements of the image. And in general, just try not to break it apart, you know, dilute it, crop it, or manipulate it in any way. So yeah, if you're using the Firefox logo, which you can download on the website I just showed you, use the official logo and try and keep it in the original format. Another important thing to keep in mind. Oh, what happened?
Please enter your contact.
So, we forgot to
dial
the phone. So say hello to everyone on the phone, and they'll just catch up.
Okay. Oh shit. So no one could hear us?
Well, yeah, if they weren't on ours, everyone was on ours.
Okay.
Sorry guys, if you're dialed in on the conference call, we just finally.
Or
connected.
I can start from the beginning and repeat myself.
You can watch the first part of it on video later.
Okay. So are we back online now?
Yes.
So I was just talking about some guidelines around creating t-shirts, including, let me back up just a little bit, just a variety of concepts that you can use as sources of inspiration, in addition to the Firefox logo. And I showed the Firefox style guideline, which helps you kind of understand different ways not to use the logo and how to take good care of it in your design. So another important thing when submitting a t-shirt design to the community store is that the image you submit is exactly what gets printed on the t-shirt. So what you get or what you see is what you get. So you should definitely be careful to take away any additional elements that are in your file that you don't want printed. And that includes the background layer of your image. So as an example, here we have a really cool Firefox flower, which you might not be able to tell, but it's on a green background. And this looks very nice as it is, but if you submit this image into the store without removing that green background, you get something that looks like this, which is essentially a green box printed on a t-shirt, which I don't think is the way you intended it. So make sure to clean out your file and only keep the core elements of your design. Including the background layer that you should remove, and so there is nothing behind it and it's completely transparent. And that way when you submit it into the design and it gets placed on a t-shirt, that background color translates into the t-shirt color, which again, this is green. I don't know if you guys can see that. And it results in a much better looking product. Of course, again, if you're not familiar, the community store allows you to customize in a variety of different ways. So your design can actually be placed on a bunch of different t-shirt styles and colors. So there's a lot of different options for you. Again, uploading to the store is very easy. There's an upload button right there on the homepage on the navigation that Laura is pointing to. And you just have to fill out some basic information, most of which is actually optional. But we definitely encourage you to enter in your name so that we can give you credit on the website for your work. And you know, give a name to your design so that people can kind of see your inspiration behind it a little bit, and add some descriptive tags so that people can search for your design on the community store and also around the internet. And that way, a lot more people can get to your stuff. Once you upload, you get a nice little preview of your design and what it, how it will look in the gallery. And you can actually customize the display color in the back by either clicking on those buttons or typing in the HTML code. So as you can see, it's pretty simple, and you know, it's really easy to add some cool new t-shirts to the store. And like I mentioned, we're always very impressed with the creativity of our community, and we're really eager and excited to see some cool new designs for you guys to submit to the store. And here is the link once again. And if you submit something to the store and you don't see it in the gallery right away, that's okay, don't panic. We actually do review all the submissions before it's added publicly into the gallery, but we try and make that process as fast as possible. And of course, once you have submitted your design and have some cool new t-shirts, make sure to get out there and show it off. You know, get together with your friends, take some pictures, and post it on your website, post it to Flickr, share it with everyone. So these are some cool t-shirts that I found on Flickr myself. And of course, if t-shirts are not your thing and you're not excited by t-shirts, there's a lot of different ways you can express your creativity. So there's a lot of different things you can do. But like I said, just make sure you share it with us and take a picture and post it on Flickr. And when you do that, tag it with the phrase Spread Firefox or FX3.5. So whatever you choose to do, whether it's t-shirts or flags or cakes or, you know, other creative stuff, just make sure to find a way to share it with us so that everyone can enjoy what you've done. And one more thing, in case you are interested in following up on our design community or learning more about our design process and what we're up to, you can follow us on, you can check out our blogs. That's actually John Slater's blog. He's the creative director here at Mozilla. It's intothefuzz.com. And my blog, musingtea.com. You can also follow us along on Twitter at Moz Creative and join our design mailing list. So this is kind of long for me to read out. If someone can put that into IRC, that would be great. So if you're interested to learn more about our design process and some of the fun projects we're working on, including the Creative Collective, here's how you can get in touch with us. So unless there are any questions, I'm gonna transition over to Laura so we can talk about some affiliates.
Awesome, thank you. So as you can probably tell, my slides are much less cool than Tara's. So please don't hate. It's because I'm not really a designer. I'm kind of one of these normal people. So so don't be too judgmental. Basically, affiliates are one of our, in my opinion, coolest programs. Basically what it is you are a partner to us. You help us spread Firefox through these buttons that are essentially download buttons that you can place on our blog. So if you could transition the slide, sorry. So you can place on your blog, and we call those affiliate buttons. And basically, we track how many downloads, the placement of that one button or two buttons, or however many ever buttons you put on your site, how many downloads of Firefox that brings in. So this is actually the affiliates page on the new Spread Firefox. And I know there have been, lately there have been some issues with affiliates tracking, especially accurate downloads. So we've actually been working on that really hard. Right now, everything looks to be working well. One thing we're still working on is historical counting. So we are still backtracking through all our logs, trying to make sure that while the site wasn't working correctly, that we have all the accurate counts. So we're still working on that, but the top foxes, 250 movers, which I'll explain later, all that looks accurate. So, okay. Affiliate buttons. So this is what affiliates looks like. Basically, all kinds of different buttons that come in, well, currently we have about 8 languages. And they come in all sorts of styles, all sorts of different themes. So on the top right up there, you'll see Fox K, our little mascot. So he's on one download button. We also have the more generic, which is sort of this like middle row right here. And then we have ones that some of our localizers have actually localized. So these are actually in Frisk, and also are 100% organic buttons. So these are just examples. You can essentially do anything you want. You can be as creative as you want. These are buttons that we currently have on our site. So if you are not as creative, like me, and you just sort of want to put something on your page, you can. That's definitely not an issue. So why are they so important? You have these little cute buttons. How do they really help us? Well, as Tara was saying earlier, visual art can really speak volumes. And that being like, it really cuts down barriers. And it's one of the first ways that people find out about Firefox. So one really big example is before download day, we asked a whole bunch of people to post their buttons, and we had more than 34 million impressions before the actual download day. We ended up getting 8 million downloads, but the point is that tons of people saw them. And it was a great way to get the word out. And it's also really one of the easiest ways that you can help support Firefox. So downloading a button and posting it on your site, which is generally something that even I can do in less than 10 minutes, I mean, it's super easy and it's a super way to show, it's a great way for you to show your support. Right now we have more than 800 affiliates and counting, so these range from small mom and pop people who just, you know, put a button on their blog to websites. So there's a website in Britain that does motocross and racing, and they have it on their website, and they get a whole bunch of downloads from there. So it really runs the gamut. And the other thing, it really helps us spread Firefox's personality. So where you put your button, the way you design it, the way you give Firefox a little bit of color yourself. So if you're into racing and you put Firefox on a racing site, then it kind of shows, yeah, Firefox can do racing, you know? Or if it's on your blog, you sort of color Firefox, which is really awesome. So how do I get started? Basically, there are 4 easy steps. First, you have to join spreadfirefox.com if you want to get any sort of credit for it. So credit being points. So you need to make sure you join that. After you do that, we have a website that's specifically just for affiliates that you can find on spreadfirefox.com. It's a tab that's actually on the homepage. And you can get and create affiliates. So there's actually pretty big buttons on the left-hand side of that page. So you can get them, so there are different categories and different languages, so like 100% organic or Fox K or any one of those that you can check out and download. Or you can create your own. That means you can either take the existing code that's there and modify it or start from scratch. So if you're one of those like super ambitious people, that's awesome, good for you, way to rock it. And if not, then you can do the get them, which is the easy way. Then once you've made them, you basically just post the buttons. So on your blog, on your website, on your social media profile, on
a t-shirt. No,
on what? Why not? so you can figure it out. And basically after you post it, people start downloading. And as they download, you get 1 point per download. And we keep watch over that. So as you accrue points, you move up or move down. So there's the top movers. So if you, in 1 week, for whatever reason, get, you know, 1,800 downloads, and the week before you had 0, you would be on that top mover list because you've moved 1,800 spots. Or if you are one of the top foxes, so you generally get one of the most amount of downloads,
then you can also see that also on the site. So that's pretty cool. Oh, and also, if you are one of the top boxes, you can enter into a drawing to get a t-shirt. Right now we're also revamping that program, so we'll have some more exciting things to offer later in the summer besides t-shirts. So, what do I do again? Sorry,
should I show the image of the t-shirt?
No, it's okay. So, now this is just to make sure that we keep the points as accurate as possible. So, if you download a button, make sure that you're signed on. That's why you have to register for Spread Firefox, because if you're not signed on when you download those buttons, you might not get the correct ID, which means someone else might be getting credit for your downloads, or you won't get credit at all. So make sure you're on. And the second thing is, after you download the button, you need to make a few changes to the code. So I will show you that in a second, but basically it's the button label. You have to make sure your ID number is correct. Your ID number is actually also your Spread Firefox number. So you can see that in your profile, once you're logged in, you can check it out and make sure it's correct, and then make sure it's also correct on your button. And the URL where your button is posted. So if it's on a blogger site, make sure it's your blogger site with your URL. I think that's self-explanatory. Nice. Okay, so everything in red here you would want to play around with. So first thing is your user ID number. So for me, I'm not sure what my number is, but just make sure that in that segment there, you change it. If it's like 4320, whatever, just make sure it says that. Your button label, so maybe your button is Sparkly Fox K button 300 by 200. Make sure that that's also correct in that second line. And then you need to also make sure that the source code is correct. So where the URL is, so this is my pretend blog here, and that's where I pretend to host it. So just make sure that's correct too. Okay, so then what? Okay, once you've sort of
changed. Hey everyone on the phone, if you can press star 1 to mute yourselves, that'll be great.
Once you've figured out that, that's actually kind of the hardest part of the affiliates program, is figuring out like those three things to put on your button. Then you either get to design your button if you already have, or you can modify. So what I just explained was if you're just getting a button. If you're building your own, so you can use GIMP, you can use any one of those programs that Tara listed earlier to sort of design your own. But then at the same time, after you've designed it and you're pleased with it, you still have to make those edits to it. So the label, the ID number, the URL where the button's hosted. Okay. Next. Okay, so yay, you have made your button. Very exciting. Now what? So now that you've done it, you get to post them in a whole bunch of places. So these are examples. This is at the bottom of someone's website. They have all the affiliates that they've joined, and one of them just happens to be Firefox 3. You can post it on your blogger site. Someone else put it over there. They did their own creative one over there, so on the right-hand side there. So it's just basically whatever you want to do. Okay, now the last thing to remember, as Tara so expertly explained earlier, was that no matter, you can get as creative as you want, but as long as you just don't touch the logo, you should be fine. So you can find out more about that at this website. And as long as you follow those guidelines, you are good to go. Okay, so resources. Oh, sorry about the books. I apologize. So resources. So we have a whole bunch of resources that you can check out. I put the events calendar up there if you want to check out what's going on with 3.5. Also materials, so if you want to have more stuff to play with, to look through, especially if you're trying to get ideas on what possible buttons can look like, or more information about Firefox, you can check that out. They're at the second URL. Also, there's the Mozilla brochure,
And then there's a community marketing guide. All of that stuff can be inspirational to you, but and it also gives you a good amount of information about Firefox if you just want to do some general reading. And the other thing is that we do bi-weekly meetings of the community marketing team. We just had our last one yesterday, so you can definitely join us. If you have any questions or you want to talk more about anything about t-shirt design or affiliate buttons or anything else that you want to talk about, so you have an idea for a pattern for a pillow or clothes or I don't know, whatever you want to talk about, we're more than willing to listen and super excited about anything you have to say. So yeah, now these slides get really boring, I apologize. But basically, the next couple of weeks are gonna be us essentially ramping up for the release of 3.5, and this is definitely a community effort, and there are a lot of people working on this. So we wanna be able to track our success and see what people are doing, and hopefully learn for the next launch. So, you know, if you design buttons, or you design t-shirts, or you do something crazy and design cakes, or I don't know, whatever, please, 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 write up a post, take photos, make sure you tag them correctly, and just give us a way for us to see what's going on, what people are doing on the street. That would be really great. Also, testimonials. So testimonials are, right now, essentially video testimonials run by Alix Franke, and basically just, you know, if you love Firefox, put it on a video. Tell us why you love it. Tell us what's awesome about it, and we'll put it all together on one big video for the launch, and you can check yourself out on there. So that's definitely another option.
And just a quick note, almost all the pictures that I showed on the slides, the fun stuff that the community had done, I was able to find those through Flickr because they were tagged with related keywords. So like Laura said, make sure to, you know, find a way to share it with us and take photos, post them up, tag them, so that we can all enjoy what you've done.
Okay, so how can we help? So this is what Tara and I can do for you. If you just want to kick around ideas and you want someone to, I thought it was a great picture. Thanks, David. If you want someone just to be a sounding board, feel free to send us an email. If you want help with uploading art, so let's say you've uploaded art and you want to share it with other people, definitely send an email to me with the PNG file, and I can upload it there on Spread Firefox so other people can download it too. If you want feedback for artwork and that kind of thing, Tara is really awesome with that, so she can totally help you out. Also, we know a lot of community members with a lot of talent, so if you have a suggestion and maybe we can't help you, we know other people who can help you. So definitely let us know. And also, any random questions, anything, we're always on Pound Marketing on IRC. So
random questions send to Laura.
Thanks, Tara. Yes, I will answer them. So yeah, there was meant to be a picture here. I apologize. What's in it for you? So basically, this is a great opportunity to meet new people, to show off your skills, show off your talents. Especially, I mean, if you're creative, you don't have to be techie. This is a great way for you to get involved. Definitely, you will be able to gain experience from this. You can learn new things from other people and share your own, and it's a great way to have fun. So, if you have any more, you know, just fun experiences, crazy thinking, all that kind of thing, we're all up for it. So, now, yes, this is how you can find us if you need us. This is my email. Tara, that's your correct email, right?
For mine?
Yeah.
I just shortened it up because this is a lot easier to remember. This
okay.
My name.
Yeah. So, feel free to email us at either one of these emails. We are very responsive, so, but if you don't get an answer, like, within 12 hours, don't worry, we'll get there. don't worry. And we're always on IRC, like we said. You can also send an email to marketing@list.mozilla.org. And definitely join our bi-weekly calls. So the next one will be in, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So, yeah, so thanks.
Thanks, guys. So there's a lot of fun opportunities to get creative and help us support Firefox 3.5, from t-shirts to cupcakes and other creative stuff, buttons for affiliates.
Yeah.
So get those creative juices going and show us what you got. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yay.
Are we off?
So I would give people a few seconds because of the delay with IRC, just to make sure that no one has questions.
You guys get a chance, it might help to put the slides on SlideShare.
Yeah, it's a pretty big file, so I put it on, what was that, SendSpace? And then we posted it somewhere else, I think Elise did. But yeah, we thought about that a little
bit. Just to be able to view it on SlideShare.
Yeah, SlideShare would be perfect.
There's a question, which is there an open graphic repository?
Open graphic repository. So the Firefox style guide that we linked to earlier has a variety of pictures or images, high resolution images of the Firefox logo that you can download and use in your design. Is that, I'm assuming it's for the Firefox logo. So aside from that, you can probably find your stuff in
the
other place.
On the affiliate button creation.
What was that?
Affiliate button creation page. There's a PSD for Firefox affiliate buttons.
There's that, but there's also what she's talking about, though. Yeah.
Repeat ones.
So Laura, that was affiliates. Can you repeat that? That there's PSD
files
on the affiliates.
Yeah, there are
site.
PSD. So David just put a link there.
So again, on the Firefox style guide page and on the affiliates page on Spread Firefox, you can find some resources to download for your designs. And you can also email us, I don't know if we're still on, you can also email us with questions or images that you need so that we can also provide those for you as well. Are you on IRC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm watching.
Maybe you can put a link to the affiliates site that...
Yeah, David put it in, so...
Yeah, put the link to the affiliates.
Other questions? Okay, guys, well, thanks for joining. Email us with any questions or join us in 2 weeks for the community marketing call, and I think we have a PR workshop next week on Tuesday.